Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
We are back on a Chickies Monday, the WIP afternoon show, with Ike, Spike, and Fritz here in our new chairs once again, sitting back and firing takes. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I feel pretty good, brother Spike. It's good to see you guys again, fresh off of Monday. Listen, the weekend was quiet for everybody around here, unless you are. We are not. Yeah, unless you're one of those. Jackie Baseball, glad to see you covered up those stems of yours.
Yeah.
And you're back in. Holla at your boy.
Yep. No package situation this week.
Wow.
Yep.
Some would say there wasn't very much of a package situation last time.
Get the microscope out.
It's magnifying.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And you're crossing your legs and everything?
Well, I don't know how to sit.
Okay, yeah, you don't.
I don't.
We are at our new setup at Chickies and Pete's here in South Philly.
Getting used to it.
Yeah, it feels good. I like it. It's a little different for me. You know, I'm a stander, not a sitter, but we'll figure it out. Jordan Mailata Show coming up at 6, and then the Players Lounge at 7 with this week's guest, Cam Juergens.
How about that?
So some big-ish Phillies news this afternoon. We'll get to the Eagles eventually, I promise you, and Za'Darius Smith retiring.
Out of nowhere.
But some big-ish Phillies news in that it's official, well, not official, but will be official, that Rob Thompson is returning as Phillies manager. Phillies announced there will be a press conference on Thursday that does have Dave Dombrowski as well as Rob Thompson, and John Heyman reported that Rob Thompson is safe for 2026, which is the final year of his extension. They gave him a two-year extension before this season. And I think I thought Rob Thompson did a really good job this year. So what I'm about to say, I don't think is it's not a negative Rob Thompson thing, but I am worried in them bringing back Rob Thompson that the Phillies are going to sort of bring back everybody and run it back and convince themselves that they can do the same thing they did this year. And it makes me think a little bit, and it was a good team this year, and I believed in the team, and I thought we had a bunch of guys have really good years. Kyle Schwarber had a career year. Trey Turner had one of his best seasons in years. I worry when thinking about next year's Phillies team and the next few years of the Phillies that this year is a lot like 2011 for the Phillies. And 2011, you could argue, was the best team the Phillies had in that era, right? Or at least the best regular season team. Won 101 games, I think, that year. And what they did was 102. And it ends with, you know, Ryan Thompson with the Achilles. And they have everybody back. And it was Roy Halladay had a great season that season, mm-hmm. but was never really effective again after that. And I look at this was we said the same thing about this year's team, is that it was the best team out of this run. Yeah. And we have Zach Wheeler there, and we hope Zach Wheeler's back. Mm-hmm. But there's certainly no guarantee that Zach Wheeler's back. And then if we bring back Kyle Schwarber and we bring back JT Realmuto, you have all these guys who are on the back nine that we're hoping are going to have the same sort of production that they had last year, which were career years for some of those guys. Mm-hmm. And what it worries me is that we are locking ourselves into a future that will not be as good as the past. And the Rob Thompson thing is a sign to me that perhaps that's what's going to happen. Now, look, they may prove me wrong, and maybe there will be some changes, but I don't think that you can do the same thing even though this team was good. I think they're going to have to do different things, and them bringing Rob Thompson back is a sign that maybe they don't believe that that's the case.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of that since this story broke about an hour or so ago. And I got to be honest with you, I'm good with it. I would have been okay depending on who they brought in to replace Rob Thompson. If you're going to bring in a Bruce Bochy, I would have been okay with that. Who's the Tennessee coach you guys brought up Friday?
Tony Vitello.
That certainly seems like a guy that I would have been on board with.
But oh, you would have loved him.
Don't know much about him. But Bochy, I would have been okay. But Rob Thompson, I certainly don't believe is at the top of the list. I don't even think he's in the top 3 to 4 reasons why this team didn't produce better in the postseason and go further as they should have, based on the talent on this baseball team. And so for that, I believe Rob Thompson. And I also believe Rob Thompson was more of a reason why this team won 96 games and won back-to-back National League East Division titles more than he wasn't. We often talk about the manager doesn't do a whole lot. He can't win you games, but he can lose you games. I call BS on that because I saw it this year with my own eyes where Rob Thompson managed, truly managed, the true definition of managing a clubhouse. He managed this clubhouse to 96 wins with major contributors missing a vast majority of time this year, right? Like he had his closer caught for PEDs. The star of the team, Bryce Harper, goes down. The pitcher late in the season, his ace, goes down. Ranger goes down for a while. Trey goes down for a while. Like, he had to manage his dealing with Castellanos all year long and finally pulling the plug on that nonsense and finally saying, you know what, you will be switched out late in games or we will platoon you because this is what's best for the team. And the team took off because of that. They were better because of the moves Rob Thompson made. Sticking with certain guys that he stuck with, that he believed in, and they came through for him. So, and I understand what happened in the postseason. I understand that. And I understand managerial decisions in the postseasons are magnified, and you can't miss on those. He missed on one or two of those. I agree. But guess what? His guys didn't do him any favors either. His guys at the top of the lineup didn't do him any favors because they didn't produce. So when you're trying to manage your C-plus to B-minus players to beat arguably the most talented team in baseball in a series, that's hard to do when your top guys don't show up. You know what happens when your top guys show up? You put belt to ass to the LA Dodgers, 8-2. That's what happened when your top guys showed up. And Rob Thompson can sit there in the dugout. But it was difficult for him to get past this team, the Dodgers, and that's why everybody wants him gone, because they didn't beat the Dodgers. It was difficult for him to get past this team when his top guys doesn't show up. So I'm good with that. And I push back against any notion that changing the vast majority of this team is a good thing. I'll just tell you, you tinker with success, you had better be right. Because saying we had to try something because what we were doing wasn't working isn't going to matter when we're not making the playoffs next September, when we're sitting at home. Nobody's going to care about that. So when you talk about major contributors on this team, Dave Dombrowski needs to really sit back and think about where do you change dollar versus production. This is a 96-win team, a win or two from having the best record in baseball. We can take a deep breath and reevaluate what we have. This is not a bad baseball team. It's not a bad baseball team. You can make some minor changes. I don't know about major changes. I like this baseball team.
215-592-9494. Like, are you happy the Phillies are bringing Rob Thompson back?
Don't laugh.
I'm not.
They were a good baseball team this year.
Yeah.
I think the question is if you keep everything the way that it is, you bring back Schwarber, you bring back JT, are you confident that they will be that team next year and the year after? Because what you're really doing is you sign up for Kyle Schwarber, you're signing up for probably 4 years. If we get lucky, it's 3 years, but it's mm-hmm. probably 4 years. You have Bryce Harper here the next 6 years. You have Trey Turner here the next 7 years. Mm-hmm. And so there's nothing, probably not much you can do about Bryce Harper and Trey Turner. There's nothing you can do about the Aaron Nola contract. There's nothing you can do about Zach Wheeler. The ones that you can do something about are the ones that you have the choice on now. And what I would say is maybe you're as good next year, maybe, mm-hmm. but I look to that 2011 Phillies team, and I look what they did, and it became very, very difficult for them to get out of what they were doing because they committed so much money to players who were heading into the post-prime.
A little different. I think these guys are in better physical condition than those guys were at 2011. Now, you can make the comparison between Zach and Doc,
yep.
if that's what you want to do, because Zach is coming off this major yep. injury with the blood clot. But when I look at the everyday players, you know, J-Roll and Ryan Howard, the way that season ended, and Chase Utley, I don't know how many of those guys were – how many – like – there, what type of years did they have after that individually? And Ryan was injured. Like, I don't see – If Bryce Harper is playing 140 games, 135 games, he's hitting 30 home runs. He's hitting 30 home runs. He's going to bat 280. He's going to bat 280.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I am. as sure as anybody could be of anything else.
Sure.
Because that's what his track record has said. As long as he can walk and chew gum, he's going to do that. Like that's what he's going to do. He did 27 home runs in this short period of time. Kyle Schwarber, as long as he's a DH and playing in this ballpark, he's going to hit you 40 home runs a year in this lineup. This lineup, he's going to hit you 40 home runs. Trey Turner just won the batting title. I'm not getting rid of Trey Turner. Played great over there, shortstop defensively. And I'll fight this until you show me somebody that they signed that's better. And I'll tip my cap because there are better third basemen out there. But for the dollars that you spend at third base, you ain't getting a better – you're not getting a better third baseman than Alec Bohm. You're not, for the dollars that you spend over there. Now, you may go over there and spend $20 million for a third baseman. Okay. Like, but that's what you're going to spend. Like, you're going to spend money to get better production. You're going to get better. And he hits for average. He drives in runs when he's healthy. He plays a decent third base over there. His only thing is lacking power. Okay. When you go over there and find a guy that can hit you 20, 25 home runs, and you'll pay him 10 to 15 extra million. I don't know. Cost cutting says I'd rather have Bohm for $12 million a year at third base. That's a solid price for what he gives you at third base. That's just me.
215-592-9494. Phil's bringing back Rob Thompson. Are you happy? We'll get to next question, also what Jackie Baseball thinks, right after Ike tells you this about Emmons.
Hey, are you looking for the best for your home? Let me keep it real with you. The most expensive roofing job, it's the one you have to do twice. Now, that's why I trust Emmons Roofing and Siding. These guys have been doing it right for over 35 years. The first time, every time. Roofing, siding, windows, doors, they do it all, and they back their work with a lifetime roof warranty as an Owens Corning Platinum contractor. Call Emmons today at 855-4-EMMONS or check them out online at callemmons.com, and don't forget to tell them Ikery sent you.
Fritz, what do you think of Rob Thompson being back?
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed, you know, because I do think...
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they are going to bring it back with mostly the same core. I think it's going to be re-signed Schwarber, re-signed JT, Ranger walks, you find a Casty trade partner, you bring up Justin Crawford, and that's pretty much it. So it's mostly the same guys coming back. And, you know, Ike mentioned it, but... there's a real opportunity to go get a guy that is a four-time World Series champ in Bruce Bochy. And with Rob Thompson, I think he's a great regular season manager. And I thought that this year he did a great job. But, again, in the postseason, some of his decisions were highlighted. And he might be a guy that can just get you to the dance, but can he put you over the top? And if you're going to run it back with the same core, getting a guy that just put a team over the top in a semi-similar situation with the Rangers a couple years ago, that's probably something I would have really, really considered and tried to shake up. Like, they might move on from Kevin Long. Is that going to really change that much? I mean, it could. But I would lie if I didn't feel a little disappointed today that there's not some move coming. And they could have shaken this up and gotten a guy that's led the team to a World Series as close as 2 years ago. So a little disappointed.
So we do have a next question today because we have one final pair of tickets to the Allen Iverson Misunderstood Book Tour, which is tomorrow at the TLA on South Street in Philly. Each ticket includes a copy of AI's new book. For tickets and more information, visit Ticketmaster.com. It is a rainy day.
Yes.
So you'll call up with your sports point, and we'll ask you next question, and the best one gets the AI tickets. And the next question is, give us a rainy day movie, your number one rainy day movie. Jack, what is yours?
A Day After Tomorrow with Jake Gyllenhaal and Dennis Quaid. That's such a good flick, man.
I've never seen
it's
that.
Always on. Like,
is that the one where everything freezes?
Yeah. Okay. A Day After Tomorrow, yeah. Good rainy day. Always on the daytime TV.
Yeah.
When you're home from school or something. Come on, man. It's a good film.
A Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen
that?
It. No, I've flipped it on and then flipped it off.
Oh, it's a stick and click or click and stick.
All I remember is seeing Jake Gyllenhaal cold. That's what I remember. Everything frozen with Jake Gyllenhaal. Ike, you have a rainy day movie?
Of course I do. I'm going with the number one rainy day movie. It's one of my top five, top 10 movies of all time.
Okay.
The Titanic.
Oh yeah, I still haven't seen that.
Come on, Spike.
You're so weird.
Come on, Spike.
All the Titanic,
you haven't seen it.
The really popular things you don't like.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be in that middle ground.
Yeah, like everything is too much. Like Godfather, won't watch it.
Nah.
Titanic, won't watch it.
No, nope.
Don't like the Beatles.
No,
nope.
No, that's not true. I like the Beatles.
I don't know if you're a Beatlesman.
I like the Beatles.
Beatles or Stones?
Jackson 5.
I would take Stones over the Beatles.
Seriously. Yeah. I'm not in on either the Beatles or the damn Stones.
Oh, well, that. Come on. Come on, man.
Here we go.
All right.
The closest thing I got to the Beatles was the Monkees.
Well, yeah.
Remember that show?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I think good tunes.
Wasn't that was like a ripoff of the Beatles, right?
Yeah, it was sort of
a real group.
Well, I don't think it was. I don't think it started as a real group, but that because it was just for the TV show.
Right.
But then I think people ended up liking the Monkees.
Yeah.
So mine is Dark Knight. I think Dark
as
Knight.
As in Batman.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, Dark Knight or Dark Knight Rises. But actually, either one of them. I think they're.
Well,
they're
the Heath Ledger one's a good one.
Yeah. Well, but so is the Bane one.
Ooh, that's the best one.
Yeah, I like the Bane one.
The Bane was the best one.
Yeah.
Didn't see it.
You didn't see the Bane one?
That's the best one.
Nah. That's Dark Knight Rises. That's a good one.
Yeah. I heard a good thing.
Oh, dude, it's good. Yeah. Great scene in the football stadium.
Yeah.
You remember that one? Oh, yeah. Come on.
Oh, yeah, that's the best one.
Oh.
I love Dark Knight Rises.
I was raised in the darkness.
I was raised in the darkness.
That's
good. That's pretty good, right?
All right, 215-592-9494. Rob Thompson returns as Phillies manager. And for next question today, give us your rainy day movie. Winner gets a pair of tickets to the AI Misunderstood book tour tomorrow at the TLA. Chris in Broomall starts us off. Chris, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
What's up, Chris?
Guaranteed. Well, it's a great thing that Thompson's back. I know some people are going to complain that some game management skills he's lacking. He's a player's manager. He keeps them all in line. He knows how to work with different personalities. But I guarantee that Schwarb is gone. He's gone. If he wanted to sign, they would have signed him at some point during the season. He is not going to be sticking around. Somebody is going to pay him a boatload of money to go. And that's just the way.
I think 3 years, $35 million gets it done.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let him go. And I think it is sort of indicative.
That's
not
much.
Not that letting Kyle Schwarber is a good thing to do. Letting go of Kyle Schwarber is necessarily a good thing to do. But, like, fortune favors the bold, right? And you're going to have to make room at some point. And overpaying a DH is just – I can't get there on it, and I think they're going to do it. And the money that you think is going to be out there for him, I don't think is going to be out there. He's a 32-year-old DH. Who had a career year, and you pay somebody off a career year, you're paying for last year, not the future. This year doesn't line up with his other seasons. I actually don't think the money's going to be out there that you think is going to be out there.
But he's also become a better hitter every year. He's seeing pitches better. He used to strike out a ton more. He is just doing better. I mean, it's just a fact.
I think I could make an argument. He was a better hitter. He didn't hit as many home runs. But the thing that you're talking about, I thought he did better in 2024 than he did in 2025.
As far as hit.
Yeah, it's just as far as hitting, as far as taking singles when they're there. I thought I didn't think the second half of this year he was very good, and I think it showed in the playoffs, actually, when he just sort of lost it. It showed at the end of the year. But I think Kyle Schwarber will be back. I think it would be a very difficult decision for them not to bring Kyle Schwarber back.
I'm going to pose a question that you guys are going to avoid, but what do you think of getting rid of Harper?
Nope.
He has shown that his career is on the downside of it. He's not. He didn't do that well this year. He slid in last year. He was going downhill. What do you think of that? By getting three players,
getting.
I agree with Ike as far as keeping Boehm and Trey.
Yeah, but get rid of Price.
Remember, Chris, he's got a no-trade clause, so he's only going where he wants to go. And then the second thing is everybody – I don't think you're getting a haul for Bryce Harper. I really don't. Okay. I think he means more here than he is on – that he means in a trade. Because they're trading for that the rest of that contract, too. They're aware that
– But that's a bargain, that contract. I'm looking at some of these – look at Soto's contract.
And there's only 6 years left of it.
And he's not going to be able to knock on
$33 million a year. That's a bargain.
He's at like 27. Yeah,
20. That's even better.
Chris, do you have a rainy day movie for us?
Yeah, I do, but you guys aren't going to like it. Midnight Run.
It's a great movie. You kidding me?
Midnight Run. Is that De Niro?
De Niro.
Midnight Run. Charles Grodin. De Niro.
That's a great flick. You've seen that, right? I'm sure you've seen it.
Was that a rainy day movie?
I think it might have been at one point.
All right, so.
Yeah.
This is my fault. When we said rainy day movie,
yeah,
I think of, you know, snugged up with your your significant other.
Yeah,
a little chilly outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That we think about.
That can mean something different to everybody.
Sure.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, some people may come in with Die Hard as a rainy day.
Yeah, look. Listen. Look.
That's what you watch.
Yeah. If that's what you watch, that's what you watch.
It's what it is.
And Jack,
some would say Hitch.
Jack, you haven't seen. You've never seen Midnight Run?
No shot.
You would love it.
No shot.
No, I don't like any of the old De Niro movies.
It's a host. Ooh. What's up?
Like Taxi's a horrible movie.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's not called Taxi. It's called Taxi Driver.
Again, his career started with Ocean's 11 and Meet the Parents.
All right. Okay. All right. Get out. You don't like
in Ocean's 11.
Right.
You're an idiot.
I like the older version of De Niro rather than the younger version. Well, I hated the boxing movie.
But Midnight Run's in the 80s. Midnight Run is like late 80s or mid 80s.
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull.
Yeah,
horrible movie.
Of the name, yeah.
You've never even seen it.
Raging Bull is a classic.
I had to watch it in college.
It's a classic.
Terrible.
Classic. Classic.
Once he went gray, that's why I was back in with De Niro.
Okay.
Yeah. 215. The intern, you ever see the intern with him?
No. 215-592-9494. Are you happy the Phillies bring Rob Thompson back? We will get to the day in the NFL yesterday and the huge.
Disrespect Bobby D, man.
Yeah.
I like Robert De Niro. I don't like the younger De Niro out on that.
Goodfellas.
Yeah, he was pretty good. I liked Goodfellas. Well, that's where his career started.
Yeah, but Goodfellas is the same era as Midnight Run.
Exactly. It's all 80s.
It's not 70s.
Yes. It's the 80s.
Again, Taxi Cab, bad movie.
Taxi Driver! You moron.
I may have confused him with Taxi Cab, because I said that.
All right. Coming up next, we will talk about the retiring of the Philadelphia Eagles. Who saw this coming? We are at Chickies and Pizzas in South Philly. The Jordan Mailata Show is at 6, then Players Lounge with IQ, Elliot, and this week's guest, Cam Jurgens. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.